Sitting there at this water park, we finally get to this place in Wisconsin Dells, and it's called Noah's Ark, and they have this speed slide. And this slide is huge. It's literally two or three of these buildings tall. And it's one of those slides where you have to go straight down. It's like straight down water slide. You have to be 103 pounds. How much do you weigh, dude? And the glasses, right here. How much do you weigh? Yeah. You don't know? 90 pounds? You got to be 103 pounds to ride this water slide, because if you're not 103, you'll fall out and die. That's how, like, so you would make it. Dude, literally, they weigh you before you get on this ride. Okay? And they have a scale, and they're like, okay, you're 104, you're good. So I'm this little kid, I wasn't always this fat, and so I walk up to the slide, and I get up this, you know, up this tower, it just goes forever, and I finally get up to the top of this huge water slide. I look over the edge, and I mean, it's straight down. And it's landscaped with, like, jagged rocks and old trucks and stuff, you know. I would have put something a little less, you know, menacing. But anyway, I get a little scared. I sit on this scale, and I'm 104 pounds and a half. And the guy goes, you can ride it. I'm like, sweet. I can die. Awesome. So I get in the little chute, you know, like before the water slide, and I sit down. And, well, the water got real warm quick. Just because. I was scared. Hey, buddy, get out of the way. Special treat coming your way. Anyway, so I sit in there, and then they make you do your hands like this and your legs crossed. And they tell you to clench when you go down. And I think they put you like this, honestly. I've thought about this. I think they put you in this position. So if you die, they pick you up and put you in a coffin. Or you're like pre-mummified, like just you're ready to go. Okay, Egyptian style, let's do this. I don't have any. Anyways, so I was sitting there, and David Hasselhoff comes over, and the lifeguard. wasn't really him, but that'd be funny though, right? Pre-Baywatch. Post-Night Rider. So he kicks me over the edge, and I go down this thing straight down. And I am flying through the air, free-falling on a 1 inch of water. Like a baby dolphin. You know, horror movie or something. Scared out of my mind. More scared than I've ever been. Watching it, you know, and by the way, this is off the subject, but people in horror movies are stupid. I am serious. It's like, it's 3 a.m. We're on a deserted island. All the power's gone. My cell phone doesn't work. It's been raining for 3 days. Lightning only illuminates part of the island at certain times. All my friends are missing. There's been a strange string of murder. What's that dark room over there? And you're sitting on the couch. Don't go in there. You're an idiot. Don't. Now you're dead. Told you. They don't get it. I don't know. Anyway, I'm going down this slide. You know, Mach 12. Finally get to the bottom. You know, big huge Old Faithful geyser shoots up. Get to the bottom. Oh, that was awesome. Man, that was awesome. And then I look around, and I look down. Man, I'm not wearing any underpants. My swim trunks had ripped out in the seam. Half of it was up here on this side of my body with one leg, and my entire persons were now exposed to other persons. And so I'm laying there. Got a problem here, officer. So I yell to David, and I say, hey, come over here. And he runs over, and I grab that little, like, red floaty thing he has. You know what I mean? I kind of cover and run. And I get to my Super Mario Brothers towel, and traumatic experience, but I've realized that you can go to a water park in America, and it's an amazing thing. Like, it's an amazing set of circumstances that we can go on a roller coaster, that we can do what we do. I mean, think about this for a second. In the United States, we have an amazing set of circumstances that we find ourselves in that we didn't necessarily choose. Stuff like funnel cakes. But how about, just get down to this. You can walk into a grocery store 24 hours a day, at all weeks, all days of the week, and get food. Anytime you want. Fresh, clean produce, food. You can get it. I mean, you can go to window number one, pay, and go to window number two and pick it up. You don't have to leave your car. We have electricity that powers our homes. Safe electricity that powers our gadgets and our computers and our technology. If someone breaks into your home today, there will be an officer that will show up with a weapon and an armed vest to defend you and your stuff from this person that's trying to harm you. We have armed forces all over the United States. I was in Germany last year, did a big tour with the Army, did 8 or 9 different Army bases, and I realized we've got armed forces, men and women, all over this world protecting us right now and our freedom. Whether you agree with war or disagree with war, the fact is this. I mean, they're there. And I spent Christmas with them last year when they didn't have their families there. It's an amazing set of circumstances that they find, that we find ourselves in. If your house starts on fire, guess who's going to show up? With a flip of a wrist, a quick phone call, there's going to be a team of these awesome guys that are going to show up with sweet boots, and they're going to try to extinguish the flames from consuming your dreams, your hopes, and your pictures of your kids. Amazing set of circumstances we have in the United States. We're blessed. And to be honest with you, I'm proud to be an American. Yeah, I know there's a lot of things that are messed up in this country, and there's a lot of things that we can talk about, but I am proud to say that I am from the United States of America. I make no apologies about that at all. I don't want to go to any other place other than the United States of America. We live in an amazing, amazing world, in an amazing circumstance that we find ourselves in. We're blessed. Blessed beyond measure. The richest people on the planet. Whether you make 10 grand a year or 100 grand a year, we are truly blessed. That's a set of circumstances that we find ourselves in this world. Well, do you know that today, by the time you went to bed, the time you wake up, 30,000 kids die in a ditch? 30,000 kids die in their mother's arms or die in a hospital bed because they can't go to window number one like we can. They can't go to window number two like we can. They can't go to Quick Trip and get bananas, 49 cents by the pound. They can't go to a grocery store and get food that we can get 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They're going to die because they're hungry. Hunger-related cause kills 30,000 children every day. Every 15 seconds, there's another set of circumstances that the rest of this world find themselves in. They can't get to what I have holding in my right hand. Well, we can go to the gas station and pick out what flavor we want. If we want to look hip and trendy, we get Fiji because it's got the palm tree on it. Everybody knows it's going to $4, so we look really cool, hip and aware. They can't get what I have. You can go in the middle of the night, flip on, leave on while you brush your teeth. Feed your dog. Water your lawn. Our lawns. We can water our lawns. And they can't get what I hold in my hand. And every 15 seconds, someone's going to die on this earth because we water our yards. Think about that. Different set of circumstances. We sang a couple songs. And by the way, to be honest with you, this is one of the most refreshing worship experiences that I have all year. So I know you don't have a live band and you guys wish you had whatever. Worship has nothing to do with music. It's got nothing to do with a guitar solo. It has to do with the heart. And the worship experience that you guys have here is very refreshing in a sea of production that I swim in. To see an authentic set of worshipers having nothing to do with the music or how it's being performed is pretty cool. Some of you may think that's weird, but on the other hand, it's actually what makes this place very, very refreshing to me. The time we sing a song in worship, or the time you listen to a song on your iPod, or the time you get done listening to a song on the radio, 12 girls, 12 girls, your daughter, are sold into a trade, into a district full of red lights, where they're picked out like a piece of meat, not like a new computer or a nice pair of shoes, or they're picked out like a possession. And to be honest with you, this is as G-rated as I can make it. Their purity is taken from them 10 to 50 times a day for a $20 bill. Different set of circumstances those little girls find themselves in than us. Circumstance is something that we find ourselves in here in America, and we find the world has a completely bookended experience at times. But it's not just the world that sometimes we find circumstance that makes our heart cry or makes our skin crawl just a little bit. We even find ourselves in circumstance in our own life that make us wonder, that make us feel the same thing that you just felt when you hear the stories of little girls being violated. It's that same emptiness, that same hollowness, that same question. I experienced that last Sunday. I actually flew home from an event that I was speaking at. I didn't take a connecting flight, I took a shuttle. I got home 10 minutes home after being gone for 5 days. And my wife is sitting on the toilet in our bathroom giving birth to our 19-week-old unborn dead son. And I pulled my son out of the toilet and I took my wife to the hospital. And I found myself in an interesting set of circumstances. I found myself in something that I didn't necessarily choose. It chose me. Some of you are Americans because you didn't choose it. It chose you. Some people are in need of water and in need of food because they didn't choose it. It chose them. Some of you have lost and experienced pain like I did just 5 days ago. That's insurmountable and makes you question God, your faith, this world, and the fact that you're even alive. Because you didn't choose it, it chose you. And all of these circumstances, whether they be in the world or they be in your own life, they leave us drowning. They leave us feeling like the waves of circumstance are pulling you under. Like, it's almost like this ocean that starts to fill in around you, and you start to lose the surface from what you used to think you walked on. And people, in their own circumstance, start to drown. So what do we do? What do we do? You guys want to get ready on the track? What do we do when the circumstance that we find ourselves in, whether it be in our own lives or the circumstance that we see in this world, leaves us feeling like we're drowning?